Then he can only collect from Shimon if he's mahanah him from all four sides. So it certainly says this much for sure, absolutely solid ground, that there's something, some tefillah that you have before the building of the wall that you lose after the wall's already built. And then you have to come out to other kinds of tefillahs. But there's some tefillah that you could have before you build the wall that you lose, you use it or you lose it. If he goes ahead and builds, if Reuben goes ahead and builds the three walls, that tefillah he no longer has. L'chaira, what is that tefillah that he could be tevea before, but he loses after? So I said yesterday, I think this is, I still think that this has to be true. That's the tefillah by Chalkas Nezokin. That Reuben could be tevea Shimon, you're being mazik me. You ala mazik lahachik Shimon, you're a mazik, you have to do something, but you're being mazik me. And before the walls are built, Reuven go to Shimon and say to him, Shimon, you're mazik me, you have to participate in the war. Of course, I'm mazik you too, right? So I'll also participate. But you're being mazik me, you have to participate. And to that time, the fact that Shimon is open to the Rishus Rabbim is totally irrelevant. Because who cares if Shimon, people are looking at Shimon? That's not the issue. The issue is that Shimon is looking at Reuven. And Reuven says to Shimon, you have to be goyder because you're looking at me, you're being mazik me with Hezek. It's a mokum shenogu ligder, I'm makbet and ayin hara. In this Medina, we're makbet and ayin hara. So you have to be goyder. And the Baal Amor holds that that's only before you go there. After Reuven was already go there, he can no longer be today that from Shimon. The Ramban is cholok on that premise. The Ramban says he doesn't see why that's true. Now take a look at the Ramban inside. I'm assuming you have the same. You have the Oiz B'Hazig Amaras. It's easier to tell you where to look. In the Ramban, in the second column, the Dibur Maskel the Hov Hadai, towards the end, the last two lines, in the middle of the line, V'chaim and the High Binyan Atruvayu Ramulus Luki Niskimi Nayush Lichusu Didei Ovad. Ramban says they have to be Mesalak the Hezigriel. Reuben and Shimon have to be Mesalak the Hezigriel. They have to be Mesalak together. If Reuben does it on his own, he's still doing it on his own on behalf of Shimon. So he can send Shimon afterwards a bill. What's the difference before or after? But if before they build the Kaisel, it's Atruvayu Ramya to be Mesalik the Hezekiel. So they can do it together. And if they don't do it together, then Reuben's doing it on his own, but he's doing Shimon's half for Shimon. So afterwards, he could send Shimon a bill for having done your share for you. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Ramban and the Baal Amor? This is clearly a machlokes. What they both agree that they have to build a wall to be mesalik the hezek. But the Baal Amor says, if Reuben's tevei Shimon to help, so he can be tevei Shimon to help. But if he's not tevei Shimon to help, and Reuben does it on his own, far foul, spilt milk, can't come back to Shimon. And the Ramban says, why not? The chiyuv to be mesalik the hezek was on both of them. So even if Reuben does it on his own, he's doing on his own what was mutal on them both. So if I do something that's mutal on you, I can send you a bill for having done shlichus hakavod. I did what you were supposed to do, what you had to do, what Beis Din would have been kind for you to do. So I did it for you. So pay me. So now I extended myself for you weren't around. So why can't I send you a bill? So I l'chayr the nekudas hamachlokes here is that the Baal Amor holds that the chiyuv harchokas nezokin that they have, each one, Reuben and Shimon, they each one of them have a full-fledged chiyuv that they have to be mesalik their hezek. Reuben has a full-fledged chiyuv he has to be mesalik his hezek riyuv. And Shimon has a full-fledged chiyuv that he has to be mesalik his hezek riyuv. And if Shimon, for example, is not around, if Shimon for some reason can't do it, let's say Shimon has no money, right? We talked about case like that. Shimon can't do it. I think the Baal Amor would say, then Reuben has to do it on his own. Because Reuben has a chiyuv to be mesalik his hezek riyuv, and if that requires a wall, and it requires a wall, and if there's nobody else to help him, then so be it. That doesn't, the fact that Shimon has that chiyuv doesn't make it less of a chiyuv on Reuben. And Reuben, therefore, Reuben has a chiyuv to be mesalik his hezek riyuv, and he has to do it. He has to build the whole wall. Reuben has to build the whole wall, and Shimon has to build the whole wall. So it's true, if Reuben would go to Shimon in advance, Reuben could say to Shimon, yes, I have to build the whole wall. But look, you also have to build the whole wall. So, I'm being tevei you to build, I'm being tevei you to build the whole wall, and I have to build the whole wall. We don't need two walls. So it'll be a savings if we'll just build each one of us half a wall. But if Reuben didn't do it, and now Reuben went and built the wall, it's a wall that Reuben had to build on his own anyway. It's not as if Reuben could say, I didn't have to build this wall, Shimon, I did it for you. Reuben had to build the wall on his own. If Shimon wasn't there, Reuben had to do it on his own. If Shimon would have had no money, Reuben had to do it on his own. So Reuben could have gone to Shimon and be tevei, but if Reuben didn't go to Shimon and it wasn't tevei him, it doesn't get Reuben off the hook. Reuben still has to build the whole wall. So after Reuben built the whole wall, he can't come to Shimon and say, where were you? The Maaser, Reuben built something which he was mechuyev to build. Mashenki in the Ramban, the Lashon the Ramban indicates. The Lashon the Ramban is Hai binyan atruvayu ramyu lisluki nisko minayu. They had the chiyuvs on both of them to be mesalik from them the hezekriyah. The Ramban learns it's a shutfus to chiyuv. The chiyuv is on them both together to be mesalik the hezekriyah. It's not a chiyuv individually in either one. It's a chiyuv on them both to be mesalik the hezekriyah. Now, this had to be mashma. This goes back to all the discussions that we had on that base. First of all, maybe the Ramban means that it's like a beishardik din. They have a chiyuv al tzorich. They have a tzorich meshutif to get rid of the hezekriyah. So that's certainly a joint chiyuv. That by its nature is a joint chiyuv. It's a beishar like a chiyuv. So if one of them builds the beishar before the other one, it can be kai for the other one after it's avada to be mishtatif because it was a joint chiyuv from the very beginning. We already saw in the Ramban on that base that there seems to be such an indication. The Ramban says that's why you need gevil v'gozus because it needs to be a chalukah shel kayoma. Well, the way this comes from chalukah shel kayoma hezekriyah is hezekriyah. The Rosh holds you don't need to build. You don't need to have real gossips. You can be kind of the touch lawyer and build chutz of a dafna, because there's no. It's just a chiyav hachakas nizokin. Yeah, if you're building it together, then any rights lasts as ma'isei on paris. But if one guy's building on his own, he can build it. All he needs to do is be misalik hezekriah. And we saw in the Ramban, not the way the Ramban holds. Even if you're kind of the touch lawyer, you have to build the gossips because you have to have a chalukah shel kayama. You shouldn't be beni. You shouldn't be misatzmi bebedin and beni bebeni. It'll be hezekriah. So we were masked with that Ramban. The Ramban holds it to some kind of when they make the chalukas hashutfas, there's like a beishar dikadin in the chalukah that the chalukah be chalokim tovim. We should be chalukin in a way that we come out with chalokim tovim, and chalokim tovim means that there'll be no beini ubeini and it'll be chalukah shel kayoma and so on. So there's some kind of joint chiyuv when they're doing the chalukah that it should be in a way of chalokim tovim. So maybe that's what the Ramban means here as well. Now that's furthermore that by the Ramban the base when we learned that Ramban we said the Ramban holds that there's a beishar dekedin that's mechayev gvil begozes. That doesn't mean that there's not also a hakas nezokin. Maybe there's both. Maybe there's a hakas nezokin, but that you could have done with tzuvah dafna. Gvil begozes because of the beishar dekedin. In the Rosh we saw more than that. In the Rosh we saw that the chiyuv hakas nezokin itself is a chiyuv of siyu and not a chiyuv to do it on your own. Because the Rosh says that if one is meichel with the kinyan, if one is meichel. So the mechila helps because it's a chiyuv moment and you can be mechila chiyuv moment. So the shah was, if it's a chiyuv hachokas nezokin, how could you be mechila? I can't be mechila, you're allowed to punch me in the nose. So we said at the time by Richos that the Rosh holds that there's no unilateral chiyuv hachokas nezokin because Reuben can't be tevei Shimon, Shimon be machik yonezek. Because Shimon could say back to Reuben, I'm only mazik you because you're here. What right do you have to be here? You're here and you're being mazik me. So Reuben can't be today Shimon be machik in your hezekriah. You know, go away, you're being mazik me. Shimon will say back to Reuben, who told you to be here? You're being mazik me by your very being here. You have to go away. So all but what there is that Reuben can be today Shimon that you have a chiv to help me when I'm machik the nezek. I'm going to be machik my nezek, but since you're mazik me too, so we have a shutfus, the chiv of achokas nezokin itself is a chiv, a chiv of siyua. I can be tevei you to be mesayeh in achokas nezokin. I can't be tevei you to do that achokas nezokin all on your own. Maybe that's what the Ramban over here means too, because I said before, just because the Ramban holds there's a beishar dekedin, that doesn't mean that Zan also has a kriya dekedin. Maybe that's what the Ramban means, that it's a truvayu ramulus luki nisku minayu. Even in achokas nezokin, the Ramban is saying, the chiv of achokas nezokin is a shutfus dekachiv. So Mele says, Darban, if the chiyav hachokas nezokin is a shutfus dekachiyav, that means Reuben never had a chiyav on his own to be machlik the nezek. Reuben never had a chiyav on his own to build a wall. The chiyav hachokas nezokin from the very beginning was a chiyav that's mutal and Reuben and Shimon together as partners But either one on his own doesn't have such a chiyuv. So if Reuben goes and he builds the wall on his own, so he's doing his share and Shimon's share. So it's shlichus se'ovid. So Avadi can charge Shimon for whatever he put out, for whatever he laid out. And again, the Baal Amor, I think, is the other way. The Baal Amor holds no. Each one has their own chiyuv achalkas mezalkin. So if Reuben is not today a Shimon and Reuben goes and builds the wall, we look at it as Reuben's building a wall because Reuben had to build a wall. Shimon maybe had to build the wall too, but nobody asked him so. And now Shimon's not anymore a mazik. You know, by the time Reuben wakes up, the wall is finished. Shimon's not a mazik anymore. So Reuben built the wall that Reuben was mechayiv to do. So Shimon's out of, there's no chiyuv achalkas, there's no chiyuv achalkas zaken anymore on Shimon.
It makes sense to say that we have a bishardik din or tikkun achatzer when we're describing a shutfus, or when we're being masalik a shutfus, that there could be a din to be like demand.
Right, but here they're not shutfus, they're just neighbors.
Just shchinim.
So that there is a nesivus. Again, where was kuf mechas? When the nesivus talks about the din of bishar, I put it in the notes on it. When the nesivus talks about the din of bishar, the Nesiva says that it's a general rule in Chayshim Mishpat, and he brings a lot of rias all over, that whenever you have two people, even if they're not shutvin and they share a certain tzarech, they could be kaif each other to participate. Any tzarech mishutv. And that's what and Lamai said, this Ramban, you see, this is this. Again, I'm not sure if the Ramban is talking about a Beishar Dikadin. I don't need the Ramban to be talking about a Beishar Dikadin earlier. He could be talking about Achokas Nezokin Dikadin. But the Achokas Nezokin, he says, is Achokas Nezokin Vishutfus. Atruvayu Ramulus looking niskaminayu. And I think that's in the Kura that the Baal Amor is chaylik. He says he holds the Chiyuv Achalkas Nezokin is totally on Reuben and totally on Shimon too. But if he didn't ask Shimon to do it, then what Reuben did was not less than he had to do on his own anyway. So therefore Reuben did what he had to do. He doesn't anymore claim on Shimon. Fine. So Ad Kan, the first part. So that's that fear therefore you lose after you build the three walls. But there is some new chiyuv, there's some other chiyuv that apparently you have, that Reuben can still be tamei from Shimon, but this time already only after he's makir from all four sides. The tefiyah is hachokas nezokin, he's lost. Reuben can't be tamei Shimon. Shimon, you're looking at me, build the wall. Reuben built the wall already. But there's another tefiyah that Reuben is tamei Shimon because Shimon, because I was makir you, and now I gave you mechitzas from three sides, I'm teveyu that you have to pay for that for some reason. But that already the Baal Amor says, but that's only if you're mukif from all four sides. Till you make the fourth side, till Reuben is makif the fourth side, he doesn't have such a tefiyah because, says the Baal Amor, Shimon is not yet shomer midal ruchis. So the shayla is shomer from what? So the first thought was, so going through the covering some of what we've covered yesterday. So the first thought is, Shomer from, why change the topic? Shomer from Hezek Riyah. Reuben can be today Shimon. Not Shimon, you're looking at me, you're a mazik, be machik, you're nezik. That's too late. Reuben already built the three walls. But Reuben go to Shimon and say, Shimon, I gave you a hanah that I was shomer, I protected you from Hezek Riyah. So I'm a yoyin, I'm a mashbiach. I was mashbiach, your bikkud, that you're a shomer now from Hezek Riyah. It's a mokum shenogel ligder. After all, the Baal Amor learns for that, maybe for that reason, that it's a mokum shenogel ligder. People here are makbid and ayin hara, as the Rambam says. The Baal Amor himself says behemshich also mshiyamin osday kachach chaveroi, and that's why over here they make mechitzas in this place, in this locality. So Reuben can say to Shimon, I'm protecting you. Now you're shomer midal ruchis from ayin hara. Baal Amor doesn't say that in so many words, but maybe that's what he means. The Baal Amor says shomer midal ruchis. Doesn't say shomer from what? Chare, simple reading is shomer from ayin hara. The question that we had was, so why does that require four sides? After all, the Baal Amor himself says that the minig of this Medina is to be makbid ayin hara only from the Shechinim. But from the Shusha Rabbim, they're not so worried about ayin hara because people don't necessarily stop and stare in the Shusha Rabbim. So that he's not so careful about ayin hara about. So, and most people are not goiter on the fourth side. So if that's the case, then why can't? So then, why isn't three sides of enough of anot to be tevaya? The being shomer from ayin hara, three sides should be enough. And it's even worse, because the Baal Amor himself says that by a chotzer, even if you got him from three sides, it could be tevaya. Because he says, since by a chotzer we know the nikif is going to be going to the tzad rishus rabbi, because he's going to want to do divayat snaya. So we could take it as a given that the side which is Rabban will be Godur. So being makir from three sides is a hanah. I'm giving him a hanah that he's Godur from four sides. If I know for a fact that the Nikif is going to be Godur, the side which is Rabban, then when the makif is going to the other three sides, he was certainly Mahanah the Nikif. So there he says you don't need four sides. By a chutz, you don't need four sides. You don't need the tzad. I mean, it doesn't matter what's going on in the tzad rishisur. Or by a chotzer, I think by chotzer he's talking about the shutvin shechoku. Shutvin shechoku. I don't care that the tzad rishisur is open. If one builds the kaisel without waiting for the other, he can still be tovei the other one because he was mahanet, because the other one benefits from having a wall. Either rishisur abim is open, so there it says no, but it's not going to stay open. So therefore you benefit from having the wall. No, so then. Then the question becomes even stronger. Mimonoshach. This Nikif, does he care about the Tzad Rishis Rabim, or does he not care about the Tzad Rishis Rabim? If he cares about the Tzad Rishis Rabim, then he's going to be going to the Tzad Rishis Rabim. So then it's the same as a Chotzer. So the Makif gave him the three other walls. The Makif was Mahanim. And if this Nikif doesn't care about the Tzad Rishis Rabim, and he's going to leave it open, so then I'm still Mahanim because I'm giving him the three sides that he cares about. That was the problem we had yesterday. So because of this, I suggested that maybe la'olam, the what you're being tevayim is not the hanah of being protected from ayin har. Maybe that's not the hanah. Then you have to ask why not? I mean, why not? Why can't you dun him for the? Why can't you mun him for the hanah of protecting him from ayin har? Like with that hanah, isn't that a hanah too? But I suggested maybe you can't, because since you can't charge the nikif for the hanah of not being mazikim of his being protected from your ayin hara, because your ayin hara is your responsibility to be ala mazik l'hafik kizatzman. So you can't turn around and say I'm going to charge you for the hanah that I'm not being mazikim. So that's out of the picture. So what's the hanah that you're charging him? The hanah of behemus. There's even though it's a mokam shnogu shleili, there are people who don't make a gedder for behemus, but there is a hanah in having a gedder for behemus. So maybe the makif is saying to the nikif, I'm being mahana you from behemus. I'm building a wall from Hezekiah. I built a wall because I have to be marking to be my Hezekiah. Fine, that I did, and I missed the opportunity to charge you to be mishtatef for that. The Mike said, I had to do it, so I had to do it on my own. I did it on my own. I didn't ask you to help. Too late. So the Hezekiah is too late. I have to take care of the Hezekiah on my own. But I'm being mahani from Behemoth. So the Mela, but that requires four sides. Three sides doesn't help for the Behemoth. So for that, you have to be marking him from all four sides. That was a working theory, how I wanted to save Shat and the Balamah. Then we ran into a problem, but that was my theory in the how to read the Balamah. The emes is, the Ramban and the Milchamas, this is how he understood the Balamah. Saka Mavur and the Ramban and the Milchamas, that this is exactly how the Ramban understood the Balamah. Because if you look down in the back in the Milchamas, earlier on, he starts with the Kash in the Balamah. The Gemara, at the very beginning, Omer HaKaisiv, Yesh Lul Hoshiv. Balaman's coming from a kasha. According to Balamor, that the geder is mechitzas apnimiyos. So how can the Mor in the Bekama calls it lechaser? What do you mean? Places over there also asked the kasha. But why is it called lechaser? The makif built the gdorim to protect himself from the nikif. So if the makif is doing something to protect himself from the nikif, isn't that called chaser? He's not doing it for himself. He's doing it to protect himself from the nikif. Says the Ramban, the imtaymar means maybe he could say in defense of the balamar, and now he says exactly what I want to say. The nikif can say to the makif, Shimon can say to Reuben, since you went ahead and you built the walls on your own, and you were misalik my Hezekiah. Ain't you zokik lecha? So I don't. Now there's a wall. I don't have to pay. You went and did it. I don't have to pay for it. I'm not a mazik anymore. Ve'im if nein shani nene behezekiah yisechla shayisa mazik oisi ba. And if you're going to take, you're going to be munmi. You're going to munmi. You're going to dun me in English. You're going to dun me for the hanah that you're not being mazik me. That's what we're talking about. The Reuben, the Makif, say the Nikif. I'm giving you a hanah that you're a shomer from my ayin hara. Says there you can't be debating that from the nizik. That's the mazik's responsibility. The mazik is The mazik has to be marchik kesesik riyo. You can't charge that hano. So what is that? So then what is that hano that you're charging for? Elo mishum shano osoy begedes emi shen veregel shushus rabim. Who should? But the hano is the hano of shen veregel from the shushus rabim. The hano that behemoths can't come in. So he's suggesting this on the behalf of the balamar. Then he has a kasha, but the lashon of hekefi yisera he has a problem. Okay, we'll talk about it. But we'll talk about that in a minute. The Gemara says, "Atgram for Yakefi Yisera." The lashon of Yakefi Yisera doesn't work by Machitza Septimius. Akaponim, Mamish, everything that I said in the Balamar is in these two lines in the Ramah. The Ramah is saying this on behalf of the Balamar. So even if we have a kasha on it, we have to take it seriously because the Ramban suggests that this is Takap Shat in the Balamar. So first of all, how does this solve the problem of why is this called Zenene Vezele Chaser? That was the problem the Rambam began with. The Gevurim of Bava calls it Zenene Vezele Chaser. What do you mean, like, why is it Zenene Vezele Chaser? The Makif is doing it not for himself, he's doing it because of the Nikif. So, why is it called Lechaser? Harizim Mechaser Mazikoy. So the answer is Poshut. That's what the Rambam is answering. Since the Makif has to build these walls because Al Mazik Lach, because that's my. So the mazik is building these walls anyway. The makif is building these walls because he's a mazik. And a mazik is mechuyev to build these walls. So he's not building these walls to be mahane the nizik, or to protect the nizik from shein v'regel. He's not building these walls to protect the nizik from shein v'regel. He's building these walls because he's a mazik with hezegriya, and ala mazik l'hachik esatzmai. So he's building the walls anyway, regardless of whether the nizik is the nikif, regardless of whether Shimon is going to be protected from shein v'regel or not. The Makif has to build these walls because Allah Masik Lahakh Kasatsmay, he's a Masik Bashib Bayan Hara, he's a Masik Bahazigriya, he's a Masik Bayan Hara, he has a chiyuv to build these walls. Yeah, of course Shimon's a Masik too, and if he would have chapped the Ryan and gotten to Shimon early on, he could have gotten Shimon to participate. But that he didn't do. So meanwhile, he's a full fledged Masik. He has a full fledged chiyuv to build the Kaisel, as we explained. So he has to build it's not a joint chiyuv, each one has a full fledged chiyuv. So Reuven had a full fledged chiyuv. He built the mechitzas because he had a full fledged chiyuv to build the mechitzas. So he's built the mechitzas he has to build anyway. Meanwhile, the Nikiv has Hanor. So that's Zenene Vizeloi Chosa. That's Pshat Nimbor Babakama. That's Mamish what the Rabban says. So far, what we're saying is Mamish in the Ramban. The Ramban has one kasha. The Gemara in Bava Kama calls it. Gemara wants to say Zenene was lechoser. So the raya from Avyasi is Zenene was lechoser is potter. The Gemara says the Olam Zenene was lechoser. That it's a raya from the Tanakama that Zenene was lechoser is chayev. So the Gemara says the Olam Zenene was lechoser is potter. But here it's different because he says at garamtuli hakefu yisera. Says the Ramban, what's hakefu yisera? Where's the yisera? What's the hakefu yisera? Now, what does it even mean? Apparently, the Ravana holds, if it would have said Abgar Amtali and Kefa, it wouldn't have been so bad. Maybe the Makif could still say to the Nikif, my thought is called Zenene Vizlei Chosa. The Makif has to do anyway else Masik. And meanwhile, the Nikif has an O. So the answer is Abgar Amtali and Kefa. I think the Ramban understood Abgar Amtali and Kefa could just mean, if it wouldn't say the word Yisera, the Ramban would have been happy. Because it could have meant that the Masik can say to the Nisik, it's true that I have to build these walls anyway because I'm being Masik you. But at the end of the day, I'm building these walls because of you. It's true, it's because I'm being masik you, not to protect you from shen v'regel. But it's still because of you. So it's still cool that I'm doing this because of you. Maybe that's enough to make it that I'm chosa. So let's say not enemy the stoim if we want to go that route. It's not enemy the stoim for me to veyu the anotu. After all, I'm building these walls to protect you. Yeah, of course I have to anyway. I'm not doing it to protect you from shen v'regel. I'm doing it because I have a chi of as masik to build walls to preserve. I shouldn't be masik with ayin har. But at the end of the day, at garampali, you've been going with me that I have to do this hekev. So maybe that's enough. The Gemara thought in the Havamim, not the way the Gemara says in the Tchiyo, then maybe that's enough that it's called Chosa. But the Ramban is, what's the lesson of Yisera? What's the Hekei for Yisera? So Rashi says the Hekei for Yisera is because it's already Mechitzas Chitzonius. That the Ramban can't answer, because if it's a protection from Shein V'Regel, then can't be any Mechitzas Chitzonius. Yes, it's a tiny bit. So I thought maybe the Balamo would answer. I don't know why the Ramban didn't say this. Maybe the Balamo would answer. The Hekei for Yisera is the fourth side, it's Havish Yisera'am. Right. The case is, the makif is on three sides, the other side is open to Shusar Avni. The makif's not chayiv for three sides. He's only chayiv when he's makif the fourth side. The fourth side, he didn't have to be makif for Zayin Har. The makif is not coming in on the fourth side with Zayin Har. So why did the Makif, why was the Makif going to the fourth side just for the sake of the Nikif? So the Makif can say the Nikif, it's true, three sides I had to do anyway. But the fourth side I just did for you. So I'm chosid to that extent, I'm chosid. Mostly trying to hold, the chosid doesn't have to be the same amount as the Hanah. So the fourth side I did totally for you. So Atkar Abdali, okay, for you say it. I don't know why the Ramban doesn't answer it.
It's a Makam Shinagu Ligdor, then doesn't the Makif also have to have rules?
But the market, the Pashut, the Chayr, the case is that the later the Balamar stood strong, but the Pashut case is that the third side is open to Shusar Rabban. The Makif isn't, doesn't have any fields on the fourth side.
No, I mean in terms of the other, we said that the Chayr, he didn't have the outer walls because of, he didn't, if the Hana is behemoth,
right, so there can't be outer walls.
It's a Makam Shinagu
Ligdor. Yeah, but the Balamar says they're only no Ligdor ben Chodesh ben Soda le Soda. Between the Soda and Shusar Rabban, they're not no Ligdor.
He has all sides of Rosh Hashanah
outside. Well, wherever the Rosh Hashanah is, whoever has the side of Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't have any. Yeah, assuming. Well, we'll assume that the right. So, yeah, I don't know why they're abandoning it. Yeah.
Doesn't the Balamor explicitly say at the end that this Sugi is not like the Sugi Baba Kama? That's not a problem.
It's not like Sugi Baba Kama. It had a Miyashu Tana Kama and Rabbi Yosi, but it doesn't mean it's not like Sugi Baba Kama in everything else. It says in the Sukkim of Akama that this is called this was an end of the Chosar and this is called the Kef Yisera. Who holds on a Makif and who holds on a Nikif and all of that is changes from one Sukkim to the other. But in the basic Lumbus, then we don't necessarily. Yeah.
So doesn't the Bama
Or
say that it's either B'tzai or Shisrabim, that the fourth wall is on either the B'tzai or Shisrabim, or should keep in the other?
Right, so that's a good question. The Balamor says when he's envisioning the case of Amin Makif, how is it Omid Makif? The fourth side is of Shusar Abim. The one side in the Balamor is that the Omid Makif, the Makif went and he was going there altruistically, he was going to the Shusar Abim. I mean, maybe he wasn't so altruistically, he wants to be able to collect, but Akhapanim, he was going to the side of Shusar Abim. So that's what I'm saying, that's Chosar. The Balamor is another possibility that maybe what happened was, Alderech the Tutstot, Alderech the, more Alderech Rashi and Baba Kama, that the Omid Makif means that the Makif went and had and got the fourth field, or had a fourth field. So if the Makif had a fourth field, then what? So where's the Zenen of his Chosar? Then the whole thing is not. So then it's not Chosar. Then he's a Masik from all four sides. So then it's not. So then we're back to the problem. So why is it cool that he's Chosar? Where's the Kefi Yisera? Where's the Afkar Ampli Kefi Yisera? Yeah, so I think it's not sure, because maybe the Balam, you could say like this, that the Balamor means that these are both possibilities. Amen Makif could mean the time of Shisra Amen, or Amen Makif could mean the Makif had a fourth field. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama that wants to suggest after Amtali Akefi Yisera, two Svarim Gemara Baba Kama. One side is Zenenev Zalchasa Takakayev. And that's the Pshat and Tanakama. And where's no, you could be Doicha, maybe Zenenev Zalchasa is Potter, but there's a tie of after Amtali Akefi Yisera. And the tzad of Akir Amtali Akef Yisera in Echanami, the case will have to be that he was going to the tzad of Shisharab. But the Balamor speaks out that that's not the only possibility. The other side in the Gemara could learn that the fourth side was that the Makif had a soda on the fourth side.
But the Mukiyosi says that the
Mishnah is
talking about both cases, and
I was
talking about one case, and
then
Gemara
and the Kabbalah talking about. Right, so the Mukiyosi is talking about Makitzah Pnimi, and Makitzah Chitzonis. But the idea that we're not bound to only one particular case. So the Gemara that talks about the Hekefi Yisera, that side of Hekefi Yisera will have to learn that the Makif didn't have a Mechitza on the fourth side. But the other Stodim in the Gemara, they don't have to say that way. They could say that this time was going to the side there, Rosh Hashanah. Yes, that we could do. So Kapanim, so we have here a Mahalach in the Balamor that seems to be the Ramban's. This was yesterday what I said yesterday in the Balamor. And it seems to be that this is the way the Ramban understood the Balamor. However, yesterday I had a problem with this reading of the Balamor, which is that if the Hanovi here is from Shein V'Regel, that's what we Tevayim. You can't be Tevayim. Let's first go through what you cannot be Tevayim. You cannot be Tevayim. You know, Reuben can't say to Shimon, you're a Mazik, you're being Mazik me. That's for sure, you can't be Tevayim, it's too late. You could have been Tevayim that before you built the wall. After you built the wall, it's too late. Furthermore, we're saying that you cannot be Tevayim the Hanov from being protected from Ayin Har. If you could be Tavei and Lenor from being protected from Ayin Hara, then even after three walls, he's protected from Ayin Hara from all the sides that count. Rosh Hashanah is not such a big Ayin Hara. So obviously you can't be Tavei that either. Why not? So he's, the Ramban explained, you can't be Tavei that I know that I'm not being massacred. The Reuben can't be Tavei from Shimon that I know, Shimon, look, I gave you this great Hanor that I'm not being massacred with Hezekiah. So what's left? Like the Ramban says, Shem Beregel. The only Hanor that Reuben can be Tavei from Shimon after the fact, after he built the walls, the only Hanor that's left that Reuben can be Tavei from Shimon, as the Ramban says, is the Hanor of Shem Beregel. And again, I want to stress, it's not only me. That emerges from the Ramban. That's what the Ramban wants to read the Baal HaMor. So the question is, but the Baal HaMor himself said that by a chotzer, you can be tevei even after you built the wall. And he says why? Because since he's going to close up the fourth side, yeah, we know he's for sure going to close up the fourth side because he wanted to do divrei hasnei. So mimela, you can be tevei him for the hanor of giving him the other three sides. What hanor are we talking about? The hanor of can't be the Hanov of Ayin Hara, or the Hanov of Hezekiah, because I'm Mazik Lahachik Esatzmai. The Hanov of Shein Beregel in a Chotzer, what Hanov of Shein Beregel do you have in a Chotzer? What Hanov of Shein Beregel do you have in a Chotzer? All the sides that face Rosh Hashanah are about to closed up, or are going to be closed up. I'm not sure if the case of Chotzer is the case of Reuben is all around him, or it's a case. It doesn't sound that way. It doesn't really make a difference. Let's say it's a case of Kaisel Shutman. That sounds like what he's talking about. Kaisel Shutman. So you have two sodas, two chotzeres, rather side by side. They're dividing up the Chotzer. They're building the wall down the middle. What about all the sides that front on Rosh Hashanah? That's not Reuben's not doing that for Shimon. That's Shimon's going to be going there for himself. Right? I mean, a simple case. All around the Shusharabim, you have this big chotzer Reuben and Shimon have. It's an island in a sea of Shusharabim, and they build a wall down the middle. What about the sides that face the Shusharabim? A lot of those sides have walls. If they don't have walls now, they're going to have walls tomorrow. And who's going to build those walls? Shimon will build the walls on his side. Reuben will build the walls on his side. So from Shein Beregel, they're going to be protected. What does this wall in the middle help for Shein Beregel? So how is he able to be tevei? And how can he mun him for the hanof Shein Beregel? What's Shein Beregel? How does this Kaisel Be'emtzah give him a hanof from Shein Beregel? So that's where we left off yesterday. So the chur, this cannot be pshat in the Baal HaMor. Even though the Ramban did say it's pshat in the Baal HaMor, so I don't know what to do with that, but the chayr is muchach that that's not pshat in the Baal HaMor. So then we're back to square one. So what is pshat in the Baal HaMor? The chayr is muchach that the hanor that being teveim is taka the hanor that is a hanor of Ayin Hara or of Hezekiah. It's a hanor of Hezekiah. I'm a hanay him that he's golden from Hezekiah. That's the only hanor by kaisel hashutfin by a chotzer. That's the only hanor that this wall in the middle provides. It provides the hanor. It's muchach anyway that's the only hanor the wall provides. From the Gemara, the Dav Beis. That's the only reason why they built the Kaisel is because Hezek Ishma Hezek. The Gemara doesn't say that, you know, maybe Hezek Yilashma Hezek, but they built the Kaisel for Shein Beregel. This Kaisel in the middle of the two Chatzeres has nothing to do with Shein Beregel. It's a Kaisel of Hezek Riyah. It's a Kaisel of a. So what's the Hanor? The Hanor must be a Hanor of Hezek Riyah. So then the question is, if it's Hanor of Hezek Riyah, that means that we're saying that when Reuben is makif, let's say going back to the case of makif and nikif, when Reuben is makif Shimon from three sides, so it's too late for Reuben to be tevei Shimon. Shimon, you're being mazik me, be makif the nezik. That's too late. He built the wall already, and he had to build the wall because Reuben's being mazik Shimon. Reuben had his own hachokas nezokin, ala mazik lahachokas atzim that he had to take care of. So it's too late for to be tevei from Shimon hachokas nezokin. But he could still be tevei from Shimon the hanor. That you're shomer from Hezekiah. So then we're back to our problem. If he's been tevei the hanov being shomer from Hezekiah, so why in a chotzer does it take? Do you need four sides? Why is it enough three sides? Mimonashuch. If the nikif cares about the side of the ayin horah from the shusarabim, then it'll be good. Then the nikif will be going to the shusarabim. It'll be like a chotzer. And if the nikif doesn't care about the shusarabim, he only cares about the ayin horah from the neighbors. Then he has enough from three sides. That was our problem. That's what we left. That was what we ran into yesterday. So I thought maybe like this. There's a diuk in the lashon of the Palamar, which several of the guys pointed out. They have to share. In the Balamor, the third line. Kamashlan b'masnisin, she'ein mechayven oise ligder b'enei v'ein mechayven, ein mechayven oise ligder b'enei v'ein chaveri ad she'i shomer mi'arba ruch ha'isof. Is he talking now before the Gedarim were built or after the Gedarim were built? What? It sounds like before, but the Maisin Cheshbon has to be after, because that's what he said. Kigoyin shegoder achitzoyim, the makif was goyder achitzoyim, the makif, he's the chitzoyim, achitzoyim shema makif, was goyder bein aven apnimi. The Mishnah tells me, she'ein mechayv anoy seligdor, that Shimon is not chayv to be goyder between, unless, until Shimon is goyder from all four sides, we shouldn't be part of Shusarabim. But later on he says that if the makif would have come first, he could force Shimon to participate. He doesn't have to wait for four sides. If the makif comes before the walls are built, he can force Shimon to participate, because Shimon also is a mazik. It's only after Reuben already built the walls, it's too late to be Tevei Shimon the Achalkas Nezokin. So now it can only be Tevei the Hanah, and for it to be Tevei the Hanah, he has to be Shomer from all four sides. So the Lashon of the Balamor is difficult. The Baal HaMor should have said, the Kamashon Masnissin, Shein Mechai Benoisoi, to pay for his Hanoh, at Shei Shomer, Mi'avu Luchaisov. What's this Lashon of the Baal HaMor? Ein Mechai Benoisoi Ligdor. We're not talking about the Nikif being good there. The Gdorim were already made. We're told by Mechai of the Nikif to pay for the Hanoh being Godor. After all, on the contrary, if you were talking about being good there before the fact, then you could be Mechai of the Nikif. Like he says later. We're talking about after the fact. So it's a strange lashon in Mechayim and Oisei Ligdor. So what can we do with, what do we do with this? So I thought that this is maybe a raglayim l'dava to say. Could be something. Tamid also said this. I don't recall right now. I think so. That this is a glaim of to say that what Shuruvan is being teveh from Shimon is not hanoah. You have hanoah that you're shomer from Ayin Har. That's a chutzpah. Reuven can't be teveh. It's like I said yesterday. It's like a protection money. You have hanoah that I'm not being mazik you with alamazik lachik. I can't. I have a chiyuv to not. The Reuven has a chiyuv not to be mazik Shimon. He can't go to Shimon and say, oh, now you have another, I'm not being mazik. What is the tefiyah, though? The tefiyah is that Reuben could be Tevei Shimon, the Beishar Dikadin. We both have a Teyelis and a need for Ksolim, that we should be Shomer from Ayin Har. There's a subtle point there. I want to say it too. There's always two things. My question is Shifra also, we talked in that base. The Reuben and Shimon are mazik each other. They're both mazikim. And they both have a chiv achalkin and zalkin. They also both need zaykim. And therefore both need a wall, and they share a beishar dikadim. That they both need a wall. To be shomer. So I want to say, the Reuben's tvi and Shimon, that Shimon is a mazik. He can only be today before he builds the wall, not after he builds the wall. But Reuven's tefiah and Shimon, you're also a nizik, and we therefore have to jointly build the wall, because it's a tzorach that we share, that he can be today even after he built the wall. That he could be today even afterwards. What's the difference? So this goes back to what I said earlier into today, when we were talking about the Ramban. The chiyuv mazik, Reuben and Shimon are both mazikim. Each one is not a joint chiyuv. Each one has, Reuben has a chiyuv and Shimon has a chiyuv. Reuben has a chiyuv to build a wall. Shimon has a chiyuv to build a wall. So Reuben goes to Shimon in advance. He can get him to we're both mazikim, so we should both build. But if Reuben went and built a wall on his own, Reuben was chayiv on his own to build a wall. It's true that Shimon was chayiv on his own to build a wall too, but Reuben was asleep at the wheel. He didn't go to Shimon about that. Reuben built the wall, and Reuben has a chiyuv, his own unilateral chiyuv to build the wall, which is what he did. He can't turn around to Shimon and say, Shimon, I built the wall. Shimon will say to Reuben, yeah, you built the wall that you had to build. And so, what do you want from me? On the other hand, the beishardik chiyuv, that Reuben and Shimon both need a wall, and therefore they can be kaifed, they can be kaifed each other to jointly build a wall, that's a chiyuv mishutif. That chiyuv, we're both nizaykim, and therefore we both have to share in building the wall, that's a chiyuv mishutif. A chiyuv mishutif, the Ramban says that in a chiyuv mishutif, he can come to Shimon, he can build it on his own and say, I did your shlichus. We had a joint chiyuv, I did it for both of us. So if I did it for both of us, we both have a chiyuv to build the wall. We have a chiyuv, a beshardik chiyuv. We're both nizoikim. We both have a chiyuv letzorech hasodos that we have to build the wall. And that I can be today only after I built the wall, because since it's a joint chiyuv, so even if I do it on my own, I'm doing it for you. So about I could send you a bill. Therefore, says the Baal HaMor, even after the wall was built, Reuben can be kaifed Shimon to pay for the walls. It's going to need four sides. We'll see in a second why. But Reuben could be tevei Shimon to pay for the walls, as to beshar dekedin. That he has a chiyuv as to beshar dekedin to share in the building of the wall. That's why the Baal HaMor doesn't call it a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv nene. Nene will be a chutzpah. It's protection money. It's not a chiyuv nene. It's a beshar dekedin. We're both nizoykim. We have to both build the wall. That's why the Baal HaMor calls it ligdor. Ein mechayv and I say ligdor. Because be'etzim, the chiyuv over here is a chiyuv ligdor. It's not a chiyuv to pay for the hanah of the wall that already exists. It's a chiyuv to build a wall. We share a chiyuv to build a wall. And that's even after Reuben built the wall. So Reuben can come to Shimon and say, even after Reuben built the wall, and say, Shimon, you have to build the wall with me. And if I did it on my own, I'm sending you a bill. But for this already, Shimon has to be gone from four sides. Why? So as chalas davar, poshut. If Reuben's being today, Shimon as a mazik, so then there's only three sides from which Shimon is mazik. Shimon's not mazik from the side of Shizram. Shimon is mazik, he's mazik by looking at Reuben. So it's only three sides. So if Reuben was being today, Shimon as a mazik, we would not need the fourth side. But Shimon is being today, Shimon as a nizik. Shimon, you're a nizik too. So we share a need for a kaisel, so I'm being kai for you to share with me the kaisel. But as a nizik, Shimon could say, yeah, I need a wall from all four sides. You're talking to me as a nizik. What kind of wall do I need? I need a wall to be shomer. Shomer is what should happen too. So you can't come to me and say that we share a need for a wall, and therefore I have to help you build a wall, unless we're talking about a wall that's going to be on all four sides. But if I'm not going to have a wall on the fourth side, then I'm not going to be shomer from four sides. So then I'm not a nizik. I mean, I'm a nizik, but this wall's not helping me as a nizik. So that's not called the tzorech meshutif. So you can't be tevei me to build the wall. Here we get though into the problem that we founded on yesterday, which is, but the fourth side is not a side with so much ayin hara from anyway. I mean, in this mokum, most people they don't even make a wall at Sadr Shisarabim. Maybe the Nikkev's not even planning to make a wall at Sadr Shisarabim. So what kind of taina does the Nikkev have? I don't share the tzayuk with you because the fourth side is still open. If you really care about the fourth side, be geider it, and then it'll be closed. And if you don't care about the fourth side, then you don't care about the fourth side. Then the sides that you need are the three sides, and the three sides is the tzorech meshutif. So what do we even gain? So then we're back to that's the problem that we keep going around on. So I could say two nuschos. I say one nusach which is maybe more clever, but I think the other nusach maybe is more dense. The one nusach I would say is that it's tzorech meshutif. It's true that most people don't care about the ayin hara from Rishis Rabbim. That doesn't mean that there's no ayin hara from Rishis Rabbim. It's not even, the Baal HaMor didn't say there's no ayin hara from Rishis Rabbim. He said that most people aren't le'ich baslu kulei hai. People don't care about it that much to go to all the trouble of making a gedder. But it's not nothing. So Shimon, when he has a wool from three sides, he's shomer, let's say 80% he's shomer. There's 20% that he's not shomer. There's a certain amount of ayin hara he gets. But most people wouldn't go to the trouble, and maybe Shimon himself wouldn't go to the trouble to be gathered. So Shimon's need over here for a wall of three sides, it's like an 80% need. It'll protect him 80% from ayin hara. Reuven, on the other hand, he doesn't have any tzaddik shesharabim, or maybe he's godly from shesharabim. But by Reuven, this is the side this is the side for Reuven. This is the side that he's being looked at. For Reuven, these three walls are the whole thing. With Reuven, when he gets these three walls, he's godly from ayin hara 100%. So maybe that's not called the tzarech meshutuf. The tzarech meshutuf has to be meshutuf equally. If Reuven needs the wall more than Reuven, I'm saying if Reuven needs the wall more than Shimon, if the makif gets more out of these walls than Shimon does, then Shimon can say it's not a tzarech meshutuf. These are walls that they do more for you than they do for me. Because even if we build these walls, I'm still going to be part of the tzarech meshutuf. Which I'm not saying it keeps me up at night. I'm not saying I'm going to go build a wall because of that. I lived with it up till now. I'll live with it further. But the Maisa, I don't have so much from these walls as you do. You have these three walls, and you're not part of the Tzadik Shisharabim. Again, what's happening on the other side of the field is not our concern right now. But on the walls, that what we're dealing with, and maybe Reuven is parts from those sides. I know Reuven is guarded from those sides. Yeah, if Reuven's not guarded from those sides, then I don't know, then maybe it's different. But assuming that Reuven is guarded from the other sides, or the other, yeah, I don't know, it could be the other sides of Reuven are not even a Shisharabim. Maybe it's other fields where the Minig is to be guided. I'll call upon him a little bit in a kimta, that the case is for Reuven, these three walls make him godly completely. This much is going to be in a kimta. But for Shimon, these walls don't protect him completely. He's still open on the other side. So Shimon can say to Reuven, it's not a tzarech meshutuf. These are walls that they're more necessary for you than to me. You have more to Ellis from these walls than I do. You are going to be godly completely. I'm not going to be godly so much. Mechates that I have to be mishtat. Walls that are more tzarech for you than for me. So Mela asked. So if Reuven's guided from all four sides, that's a different story. Then Shimon gets as much out of the three sides as does Reuven. So then Reuven can be tevayim to be mishtatif on all three sides. And the fourth side, it can still be tevayim as nenem stomach, because zenen is a chaser. But I can put him the three sides that were there. The three sides, it can be tevayim as a sarech meshutuf. But Kozman, the side that side is open to shusharavim. So then there's no din of Reuven can't be tevayim Shimon from the beishai that could be, because Shimon could say, I don't have so much from these walls as you do. So it doesn't rise to the level of a tzarech meshutuf. You letting you with this.
Isn't the din of Beishar itself always that reality? Where there are different levels of needs for the Beishar? How close you are, how...
Yeah, there is such a thing. So why don't we just divide it up according to the degree of need? Could be over here, it's not shaykh, it's not so quantifiable. It's a good order. That was a good order. Why don't we just say, let's somehow quantify how much the Shimon needs these walls, and how much Reuven needs these walls, and they'll make some kind of based, and we'll make some kind of appropriate allocation. Yeah, it's our, it is our. Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure, but I don't think it's. I don't think it's insurmountable. It's our. Yeah.
You said that if somebody owns 2/3 of a chatz, another person owns 1/3.
Right. Yeah, but maybe it's, that's the shita. The shita says you divide it evenly because it's not a bishad kedin. It's in the machlok and zokin. Those who show you learn that it's a bishad kedin. Maybe it's sakanadik. Maybe it's not equal.
Why do you have to say it's a bishad kedin? Why can't you just say it's a chayv of hana'ah? But he's Shimon's going to find. I don't care so much about the hezekiah. But in the day, since the hezekiah exists, I didn't get full hana'ah.
So l'chayr hano, why does it have to be equal? He has some hano. Again, then we get strong into the mimanushah. If Shimon cares about Rishus Rabim, then he'll be goyed to Rishus Rabim. Then it's like a chotzer. So from the other three sides, he has hano. And if Shimon doesn't care about Rishus Rabim, then he's nana from the three sides. Why does it have to be? If it's a beshardikadin, then the nakud is Shimon is not going to be goyed to Rishus Rabim. He's going to live with a certain amount of ayin hara. But Shimon says to Reuven, these walls are more tzarech for you than for me. You have more from them than I do. Because these walls give you a total shmirah, and they don't give me a total shmirah. So I'm not looking for a total shmirah necessarily, but you can't call it a tzarech meshutuf. If it's hanoi, then that's not to be equal. What does that have to be equal? Who cares how much hanoi Reuven has? The Reuven's free on Shimon is that Shimon is an enna. Vada Shimon is an enna.
I'm still being held to Mezriya. I don't care about it so much, but at the end of the day, I'm still getting Mezriya.
Yes. But he's still Nene. He gets the walls that most people would want. Why is that not a Hana? The walls that most people want, he gets. It's hard to see why that's not a Hana. But that's what I want to claim. The Bishai Dikadin has to be equal. That's one nusuch. maybe it's shaykh to say, even without that, that maybe in the Beishar Dikadin, it has to be Hanol, whatever is Hanol, you know, a little bit Hanol, a lot of Hanol, whatever it is. But maybe in the Beishar Dikadin, that Shimon is being Tevea, Reuben is being Tevea Shimon, you have to help pay for the walls because you need these walls for Tikkun HaChotzer. So maybe it's shaykh to say that Be'etzem, it's not called Tikkun HaChotzer. You don't have the right to be Tevea Tikkun HaChotzer for walls that are not fully Mesakim LeChotzer, or Mesakim LeSodah. These walls are not fully Mesakim LeSodah. They're Mesakim LeSodah 80%. And 80% is a lot, because most people, that's all they look for. Most people are not even going to the Tzad Rishis Rabbah. So obviously 80% is not nothing. But it's not a full-fledged Tikkun. Maybe the this din of tzorech, of a tzorech meshutuf, that you can be kaifis somebody to be mishtatif in a tzorech meshutuf, only works if it gives the full fulfills the tzorech fully. But if it only fulfills the tzorech enough to be getting along with, but not fully, maybe you don't have the beishar dekadin at all. Okay, that's already a big assumption. First, we require less assumptions. Yeah. Anyway, that's the best I have. In the lush of the Balamar, I think this is very glad. You know, he's talking. Lush, first of all, this deal that I'm making, you know, a mechayven is a ligdor, and also one of the advantages of learning this way is that the whole Balamar from beginning to end is only talking about Hezekiah. We don't have to bring in some things talking about Hezekiah, some things talking about Shein V'Regel, which is the way the Rambam wants to read into the Balamar. That's much more sosum. Here, it's much less complicated. In the reading of the Balamar, this is a much simpler malach. It works very gishmak with his loshon mechayv and esaligdor, and he's talking about the whole time Hezekiah. He's not changing the subject. And there's the Hezekiah that you could be tevei in advance as masik, and then there's Hezekiah you can tevei after the fact as a because as nisik as a tzarech mishutuf. And it goes a certain distance towards explaining why it matters that the fourth side is open. Who cares if the fourth side is open? He doesn't seem to care. So why does it take away from the chiyuv from his chiyuv to be mishtatav? So there's room here to hear. There's room now. We're saying that there's room to say that in the beishar dekadin, for one reason or another, in the beishar dekadin, he has to be shomer bidal ruchas. That he's shomer migimel ruchas. Hagam. That's all he's planning to do. He's not planning to spend the money to be shomer from dal ruchas. He's going to be like most people. But don't worry about the Rishis Rabbah. They hope for the best that people aren't going to stand in and stare. But it's not shomer. To be lechayiv to pay for the wall as a tzorech meshutif to participate in the being geider because we both need to have this together. That has to be shomer midal ruchas. Reuben shomer midal ruchas. So Shimon has to be shomer midal ruchas too. If Shimon's not shomer midal ruchas, then Reuben can't come and say we both need this wall. Shimon says to Reuben, who's we white man? You need this wall because you get totally golden from it. I don't have so much from this wall. I have something, but not as much as you. So you should build the wall. Okay, I want to take a look at the Rambam. Oh, it's getting late. Yeah, it's getting late. What's the start? Look at the Rambam, Perek Gimel. You should have it in the back of your Gemara. Your Ein Mishpatim. Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. So I'm in my Gemara, it's page Tes Vav. Dr. Amma, Mishoyelich, Churbe ben Churbe is Chaveri.
Okay,
But only, again, only if the Gzolim Rishul Shem, and I'm both of their Rishul Shem. Chen Kol Kayetz Vizim. Said this Rambam, the Rambam, a lot of things here in this Rambam that are brand new. First of all, the Rambam says the case is a Churban. Everybody else assumed it's a Kulomet HaSodah, Bikon. All the Rishonim assumed that it's Kulomet HaBikon. The Rambam is a new story. It's a Churban. It's in town, it's a Churban. It's a Churban Achas, Mechurban Yisrael, wherever it was. What's the churva? What's the hezek being a churva? You don't live in a churva. I think Go is in a churva. Where's the hezek being here, Bachal? And it's clearly a wall of hezek being because the Ram says it's a wall of dalat amos, not asar tefachim. The Rishonim learned that it's mechitzas chitzonis because of behemus. The Ramban Lamos says it's only asar tefachim. For behemus, you need asar tefachim, not more. The Ram says it's a kaisel of dalat amos. So it's hezekiah. What hezekiah? The Avin Achurva. Also, Ikonis Lachurva. Where's the hezekiah? So, I think the pshat is that if you go there, then it's not a churva anymore. That's good for the pshat. You make a getter around it. So now, you can do in it tashmish in mavachotza, but it's a churva because it doesn't have walls, or the walls are knocked down. It doesn't have walls, so it's a churva. You can't do anything in this churva. The hanoah, that's exactly what you get from having the walls. Now you have walls. Now you may be the walls, they're not going to fall down. So now you have a chotza. Now you have a pemukim where you could do divrei. You could do tashmish in divrei atzneir. That's good for the hanoah. That's good for the benefit. I think the Rambam learned this way because there's a big. There's a big revach that the Rambam avoids the problem that all the Rishonim grappled with, which is if it's a mokum shenavu ligdor, so that the kaifin says it. So what do you have to have dalad ruchas every ruch? The kaifin says it. And if it's a mokum shenavu shalay ligdor, then what's the hanok? Like in a bikkur, if it's a mokum shenavu ligdor, then kaifin says it. If it's a mokum shenavu shalay ligdor, so then where's the hanok? So each Rishon had a different take on this. Some Rishonim learn that it's mechitzas chitzonius, it's a mokum shenogu ligdor, but it's mechitzas chitzonius, they can't be kaifa. Reuven can't be kaifa, Shimon to help him with the mechitzas chitzonius. Rash learns the mokum shenogu shalei ligdor, but hanoah there is nonetheless. The Rashbam doesn't like that. If it's mokum shenogu shalei ligdor, then there's not even any hanoah. Must be mechitzas chitzonius. The Baal HaMor had his take, it's taka kaifa says, but he didn't, and now it's too late. I think Rishon has a different had to grapple with this problem of either manushah. Feel Rambam, I think you avoid the whole problem. It's a churva vad is a mokum shenogu shalei ligdor, because there's no, it's a churva. Nobody does it divrei. That's why it's been sitting around. It's a churva. So in a churva you don't build walls. But if you build a wall, then it's not a churva anymore. So it's not a mokum shenogu. They can't be kaif each other. Reuven and Shimon have churvas next to each other. So they can't be kaif each other to build a wall, because they're not doing divrei atznei on these churvas anyway. That's why they're churvas. The churvas, these are places that don't have walls. They haven't had walls for a while. Nobody doesn't them divrei atznei. So they can't be kaif each other to build a wall. But if somebody builds a wall, if he does build the wall, then he's made it into a mokum that's really ready for divrei atznei. He's taking it out of, he reclaimed it. The guy by building the walls around this churva, he's reclaimed it from being a churva. So he could be tamei the hanok. So I think maybe that's a revach in this. Maybe that's what's driving the Rambam, why he learns that it's talking about a churva. Even though it's a new case, the Mishnah is up to now, we're talking about a churva. Maybe that's why the Rambam learns it's talking about a churva. It says also, though, in the Rambam Machidush, that he only has to pay for the walls if the walls, let's say Reuben is the makif, he built the walls, the four walls. Shimon only has to pay for them if the walls were built half on his property. But if Reuben built the walls entirely, Rambam's learning is mechitzas ha'pnimius, obviously. So if the Reuben built the walls half on Reuben's side, half on Shimon's side of the line, so then Shimon has to pay. But if Reuben built the wall entirely on his side, then Shimon doesn't have to. Then Shimon only pays a dovah mut, k'ma shihiru ad layom. Rambam explains, because when the walls are on his property too. Rambam explains the difference, because if the walls are not on his property, any yochel ishtamish ben. If the walls are on his property line, on his side of the property too, he's yochel ishtamish ben. So that means, what does that even mean? What is yochel ishtamish ben? Ishtamish ben for what? To be protected from hezekriah? Everybody assumes we're talking about hezekriah. To be protected from hezekriah, why do they need the wall to be on your side? If the wall could be on the other side, you're just as protected from hezekriah.
I hear some daf hay.
So I think that this Rambam is reminiscent of Kafhei, but it's reminiscent of the Ra'ah and the Ravid in the beginning of the Masechta, who said that the reason why you need to build the Gozis is to be Roy Lismachal of Tikkun. Every Chotzer Ashutfin, the reason why you build the Gozis, Hezekiah, make Chutzah B'dafna. So we have the Rosh and Ois and the Ramban, Beni Ubeni, the Ron and the Ravi said, the reason why Chazal Mechayev, a Kaisel, but Vilda Gozes, is because it's a Tikkun Achotzer for Lismachol of Tikkun. Otherwise, you could do what's a Bedafel. Yeah, we discussed at the time, so what, why is it more Tolan than Hezekiah? Was that to Hezekiah? So I said, with the Rimagash, that the Rimagash says that Lamandam Hezekiah Lashme Hezek, he could be Me'ak of him for building a wall, because he could say it blocks my view. So if Hezekiah Lashme Hezek, you can you have a veto. I don't want a wall. Hezekiah Shmehezek, there has to be a wall. Once there's a wall, then it's more tikkun to have a wall of the Gozes because of Smichas Kairos. So I think the Rambam is going with the Shita. The Rambam is a Talmud of Rimagash. But the Rambam is going with the Shita that the benefit of the wall, the full benefit of the wall, is not Hezekiah. Hezekiah could do Hutzah B'dafna. The real benefit of the wall is that it's right for Smichas Kairos. But it's only going to be right for Smichas Kairos if it's on your property. If it's not on your property, then you don't have so much benefit. Hezekiah is a Hutzah B'dafna. That's what I'm called. So, Dov Amud Kmashim Adayon. It has to be on your property. If it's on your property, oh, now my Mashiach would tell us. I can be so much curious. The Magen Mishnah says in the Rambam that the Rambam holds you only have to pay for the wall if it's on your property and you're clear of the wall. If you're not claiming the wall, you pay a double mud. I think this is the Hezbollah. And then it makes sense. Why would he want to be claiming the wall? I mean, the Rambam says you only have, the Magen Mishnah says in the Rambam, you only have to pay for the whole wall, or for half the wall, you only have to pay for 50% of the wall, if the wall is on your property and you're claiming the wall. Why do you want to be claiming the wall? What benefit do you have from being claiming the wall? You get all the benefit of Hezbollah without being claiming the wall. Why would you want to be claiming the wall? The Torah says you want to be claiming the wall for Smichas Kairos. The emes is, you mentioned the and dafei, the Yosef and the Rabbi Yoin and dafei by somachal kaisel, so then you have to pay for the whole height of the wall. So the Nimuk Yosef and the Rabbi Yoin rather they yes, but you weren't netting it. Who cares that you were megal das? But you weren't netting it. Don't you have to be netting? We talked about it with the Beis Yosef. If gilu das helps, even if you're not netting, they seem to hold that even gilu das doesn't help unless you're netting. So you're not netting. You built a wall of Somach Lekaisel, but until you put a roof on top, you're not Nenna. So they answer that since the bottom four Amos was built jointly, because that's Kaifin Zeseh, so everything else that's higher was built on top of his Kaisel. So the Mela, he's Kainit. So they're also going to ask, but why does he want to be Kainit? He's Kainit, he has to pay for because he was Kainit. But why would he want to? The answer is he wants it because he wants to be Soymech Kairos. And Rabbi Yonah says, it's less Mufurish. And Rabbi Yonah came out Mufurish that way, that he wants to be Kainit of the wall because he wants to be Soymech Kairos. So Al Derech said, I think that's the pshat of the Rambam also. He wants to be Kainit of the wall because he wants to be able to be Soymech Kairos. So that's what he has to pay for. But if it's on his property, he's not going to be able to be Soymech Kairos anyway. So then he doesn't have to pay for the wall. I think that's Tak of Shat in the. That's Pshat on the Rambam. By the way, I think it's a kash on the Tzoyis. Remember, the Tzoyis, when he talked about the Beis Yosef, you have a Sodah and the Nikif was going to the third side. So the Beis Yosef says, once the Nikif is going to the third side, so he has to pay for the fourth side too, because Goli died to the Nikhle. So the Tzoyis asked, number one, he's not Nene. And also, it's shared from the Tour. Remember the case of the Tour with the shoulders. I don't want to go through the whole thing now, I'm running out of time. But the Tzoyis answered that by Mechitzas HaPnimiyos, when you're megala das to nichla, you're kind of the kaisel. And if you're kind of the kaisel, you're kind of a share in all of the ksalim. So that's why you have to pay for all of the ksalim. Because when you're megala das to nichla, you're kind of the ksalim. And he brings the Nemuki Yosef with the Rabbeinu Yonah Daf Hey with this Magen Mishnah and this Rama. So Ani's Daiti is not daim at all. Here he wants to be kind of them. He wants to be Samech Kairis. So he has a reason why he would want to be kind of the ksalim. But in the Beis Yosef still met a Sada. In the Sada, why would he want to be kind of the ksalim? It's only for Hezekri or Ragli Behema. He's not building a roof on top of his field. So it's only for Ragli Behema. What benefit does he have in being kind of the ksalim? Why would anybody in his right mind want to be kind of the ksalim and have to pay for them? Yeah, I don't know. It's Harahar on the ksais. So Kapana, that's this Rambam. There's a few kashas on the Rambam. We're not going to have time now. There's a few kashas on the Rambam. Number one, why is this called Zenenev? If the Nikif is kind of the ksalim, and that's why he has to pay for them because he's kind of the ksalim for its Nikif's kares. So why in the world is the Rambam of a Kamavol that Zenenev is Zel Loi Chaser? It's Mamish Chaser. The Makif Bil Ksalim and the Nikif is kind of them. It's like Mekel Chomemka. What's Zenenev Loi Chaser? It's not even Nene. It's Mamish Mekel Chomemka. The Makif Bil Ksalim and the Nikif is acquiring them with a Kenyan Chatzir in order to be Saim Echal of Keres. A, it's Chaser, and B, I wouldn't even call it Nene. It's Mecher. That's problem number one. Problem number two is Lefi the Rama, how do we understand the Chiyah Barab? They only pay Gidmei Kanim. If you claim to the world, why will you only pay Gidmei Kanim as a... Which is certainly not going to help you for Smichus Kairos. And number three, that's time a different deacon, I'm all together. The Rama says that Omid Makif is Chayev, and Omid Nikif is Chayev, because Goli died to the Nichalik. That's the loss on the Rama. The Rama said, V'cheinim Omid Nikif, so the Rambam says that Omer Nikif is chayav because Goli died to the Nichle. So there's a big aura here, which I think the Shulchan Aruch is matik this lashon of the Rambam, and one of the Nosei Kelim, I think the Taz points this out. Rashi said in the Gemara that if Omer Makif is chayav, so the Kolshkin Omer Nikif, because every Omer Nikif has the mile of Omer Makif plus there's a Goli Daita the Nichle. So if Omer Makif is Chayiv, you don't need the Svara of Goli Daita the Nichle. It's Legor from Omer Makif. You only need Goli Daita the Nichle and the Tzad of Omer Makif is Potter and Omer Nikif is Chayiv. So there Rashi explains Goli Daita the Nichle. But the Rambam paskins Omer Makif is Chayiv. Like the Rif, Ben Omer Makif, Ben Omer Nikif. Omer Makif is Chayiv. If Omer Makif is Chayiv, then why be Omid Nikif? Do you need the Svar of Goli Daita to the Nichle? Forget the Goli Daita to the Nichle. It's Legar from Omid Makif. Apparently, the Rambam holds not though. The Rambam holds that by when the Nikif is going to the fourth side, you lose the mile of Omid Makif, and you have to come on from a different side, the Goli Daita to the Nichle. That's not like Rashi, because then there's no Kolshikin. I could hear that Omid Makif is Chayim and Omid Nikif is Potter. Maybe you go Daita to Nichle, maybe not, but it doesn't follow. Seems like it's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi holds that if Omer Makif is chayav, the ain't so chleim Omer Nikif. Every Omer Nikif has the same toikif as Omer Makif. Plus, it's called a daita nichle. You don't need it. Every Omer Nikif is not worse than Omer Makif. And the Rambam is moving out the way. That Omer Makif is chayav, that does not mean that Omer Nikif is chayav. Omer Makif, the Makif built all four walls, so Omer Makif is chayav. Omer Nikif, the Makif only built three walls. Three walls, not yet hanoah. When the Nikif builds the fourth wall, the Chiyav is from a different reason, because Goli Daita Nichle. So that needs to be thought through, what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? At this point, I don't really know. What's the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rashi and the Rambam? So those right now, I think, are the two problems in the Rambam. Number one, what does Rambam do with the Gemara Baba Kama? Zenenev is Leichasa. If he's kind of the Ksalim, where is the Zenenev is Leichasa? Number two, number two, how does Rambam understand Chiyav HaRav? Mekhanim is out. You claim the coast, where's the Mekhanim is out? And number three is just time, what's shot in this Rambam that you know when Makif is Chayiv and when Nikif is Chayiv go down to the Nikhle. And it's not like Rashi.
Yeah.
Thank you.